see today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this cloudy and cold day here in Minnesota. Yes, it's 15 degrees, to be exact. Here in Minnesota, of course, what do you expect? It's December 5th, Monday, the 2011th year. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-choicers, the pro-murders wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, indeed, we are them, Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Matter of fact, let's give you a quote from Samuel Adams, one of the Sons of Liberty, cousin to John Adams, 13 years apart, but listen carefully as to what he said. He said it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. This is going to be the topic of the day.
That's right.
And folks, by the way, if you'd like to be a part of the show, the number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that's 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
The Sons of that goat.
No, I mean, what's happening out there on a nationwide basis here is...
People are starting
it's
to learn.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's going to be the code word for the Sons of Liberty.
That's right. We need to start extrapolating brains out of other people's heads.
And think about this. We, the Sons of Liberty, that'd be me and you,
mm-hmm.
moi and we,
mm-hmm.
that we are turning talk radio into do radio. That's because right. we are, as it's been said time and time again, they'll say what needs to be said because nobody else will say it. We are known as the... Will Carrie pick it up this week, or will she fail the test publicly in front of millions of listeners?
I'm Commissioner Gordon.
We are the cleanup crew. I appreciate that, but it's really true. we come into a situation and we say what needs to be said and do what needs to be done. That's how you bring forth resolve and results.
And we don't have time to do otherwise.
Jake, did you want to say hello?
Hello, America. And I want to draw your attention to the Facebook page again. Bradley's latest column on WorldNet Daily is posted. And there's also a column there on GCN talking about Hegel and healthcare that was just posted from the Sons of Liberty. So you can stay in touch with those columns. That's very important to do that. We want you to become a fan page and help grow the cause of liberty in America.
Fan on our fan page. And if you'd like to also know who we are, folks, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my personal Facebook page, please do so. It's Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N. It's the young man there up on the computer that looks like Elvis.
Buff.
A little bit.
A little more built than Elvis, I think.
I sing a little bit better than he does.
That's true.
So he can't really kind of shoot that one.
You are a singer, then.
I am. There's a lot of things I've got hidden on my utility belt that you have not yet.
Not only a drummer for the second best unsigned band in the nation, JunkyardProfit at JunkyardProfit.com.
Yes, I'm a preacher.
Now you're a singer as well.
I'm a preacher first.
First and foremost.
Yes. I'm the only guy that sings to the Lord. When I do it, the Lord says to the host in heaven, uh-oh, he's doing it again. But I know he appreciates it.
It does say make a joyful noise.
It is, and they're probably making a joyful noise at my expense.
There's much joy
but
in heaven.
That seems, there is, that's right. And I'm happy, I'm sure the Lord is happy that we're here, but no, folks, to be quite honest with you, I can't sing to save my life. And no, by the way,
sure
my, name,
it's just like,
my name is not Paula Abdul, it's not Britney Spears, and it's not Janet Jackson.
Well, I'd like to say you can sing, it's just like talking, only louder, and you raise your voice up and down.
Well, no, I remember last week, as a matter of fact, to try to exemplify that point, do you remember last week when I said, man, I can't say is sing to save my life, mm-hmm. And I was thinking, but if I had a right producer, he could make me
That's
sound
true.
The way I sound now. He could take that away, and he could add to it and heighten my mm-hmm. talent through his production.
Yeah.
And naturally,
that doesn't really happen,
and
though.
Carrie's not with us again.
No.
No, she's not paying attention.
Commissioner Gordon?
No, she's not.
Uh-oh.
So I know we're doing live radio across the country. Yes, maybe she did.
She left the building.
Yes. So anyways, what are we talking about today,
Jake? Well, there's a couple things. And also on that website, I want you to get familiar with Sons of Liberty Media because it's important to understand the victories that are happening now. We're not concentrating just on, did you hear what they did again today? No, what can we do? How do we apply it?
As 303 million people are complaining about what
a
couple people
did.
Folks, it's really that. That is realism as to what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's not surreal. It's not you can't do anything about the problems. No, it's the majority allowing the way minority. Let's dice minority up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
M-I-N-O-R-I-T-Y.
Yeah.
Let's take half of the minority in America in the mass mm-hmm. as a republic in the majority. That's what you're dealing with. All those defeats that you hear from, by the way, who's blown them in the wind for the most part? The conservatives and the professed church. And you want to know why they're blowing them in the wind? Oh, things are just getting so bad. Can't do anything about what's going on out there. No, folks. You have the pepper, the black in the pepper that's actually ruining the mix for the rest of you. You have a little leaving in the lump. Deal with the leaving so you don't have to worry about it anymore.
That's right.
You have the foxes that spoil the vine. Get rid of the foxes. There's not that many of them. Just stand up to them. And when you come back after this break, you're going to listen to what Jake has to tell you. And it's just that. Mm-hmm. That the majority, when they stand up, they don't tolerate the minority. Guess what happened to the minority? They flee. We'll be right back on the Sons of Liberty. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
8 5. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Listen to what Dwight D. Eisenhower said during his first inaugural address, January 20th, 1953. Listen carefully, America. History does not long entrust the care of freedom to the weak or the timid. Let me say it one more time. History does not long entrust the care of freedom to the weak or to the timid.
And folks, when we talk about timidity here, we have an administration that is not being timid. And therefore, you see, where a minority is able to rule over a majority, it's for that very reason. Our strength comes from our morality and our God. I want to play a clip here of our president who's actually worshiping Jesus.
He ain't my president.
You've got to listen. That's right. He's not a president.
He's president of corporate America is what he is.
Yep.
All right.
A prop up and a puppet.
That's exactly what he is.
As you listen to his words, I want you to keep this in mind, okay? In October, Obama's approval rating dropped to a low of 31% among Americans who attend church weekly.
Huh.
So what do his political folks say?
You mean like Pelosi? Oh, the word.
The word, yeah.
Isn't it so beautiful? See, what they do is they revert back to the word of God to put the professed Christians back to sleep.
Exactly.
Because the professed Christians will buy the bait, mm-hmm, or they'll bite onto the hook because they don't know the word of God themselves. Mm-hmm. That's why they think that these people are Christians in office, because they just said, oh, the word.
That's right.
Oh, isn't it just beautiful when I say the word? It's like, lady, you want some bad caffeine or something?
And if you look, I want you to keep that in mind, because you're about to hear a prayer. And just like Bradley said, because so few are willing to judge by fruit, they're deceived and think, oh, this is wonderful. His approval rating after he wrote this, after he read this, spiked to 37%. So it was at 31%. He's down in the dumps. People who attend church weekly aren't supporting Obama. Gee, I wonder why. So he goes out and gives a speech. Here's an excerpt from that speech.
More than 2,000 years ago, a child was born to two faithful travelers who could find rest only in a stable among the cattle and the sheep. But this was not just any child. Christ's birth made the angels rejoice and attracted shepherds and kings from afar. He was a manifestation of God's love for us. And he grew up to become a leader with a servant's heart who taught us a message as simple as it is powerful, that we should love God and love our neighbor as ourselves.
You know what's interesting about that, folks, is the willingness of the ungodly to mock and spit against heaven. And they think that they can invoke the name of the Lord without consequence to mocking him. That's a dangerous, dangerous place to put yourself. I don't care if it's as an individual or it's corporately or territorially or nationwide. It's not a good place to go.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what, this individual in office has mocked my father time and time and time again. And notice every time he does it, he's uncovered for some other form of crime that he commits against we the people.
That's right. So does this in lie with his character of what, and we're going to talk about more of what his character has given America and brought to America. But does is the God that he's talking about, this is what he says, he was a manifestation of God's love for us. He grew up to become a leader with a servant's heart who taught us a message, as simple as it is powerful, that we should love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. Are you exempted from that, Mr. President?
Well, no, the other thing is he's trying to portray himself as a Christian. I'm wondering if when I look in the Word of God, I just notice that the very things that this president advocates, God condemns,
Jesus want men marrying men?
No, apparently so, and I think he advocates too. Now, according to this man's perversion and his perversion of Christianity, I guess the God of the Bible says it's okay to abort babies on demand.
Course. Abortion on demand.
I mean, America, see how ridiculous is? It's love to abort a baby. It's love to tell two men to go ahead and wed one another. Folks, this is perversion. It's sick. And woe unto those that call evil good and good evil and put darkness for light and light for darkness, because I'm sick and tired of these kind of people standing up in the political chair in the pulpits whenever they need to get a little ratings. And what's more frustrating than that is when you have foolish people within our populace that fall for the baloney that comes from those pulpits.
Because it's your job to be able to discern and to, yes, folks, judge. There's no way you get anything done if you go into a court of justice and a man and the judge just looks at the defendant and the plaintiff and he says to the defendant, you're innocent, without hearing any of the details. Just because the defendant said they're innocent, you would say that as a wicked and corrupt judge. God says the same thing to you folks when you won't judge. Jesus doesn't want men marrying men. He doesn't want in our government halls not giving honor to his name. He doesn't want his followers persecuted. He doesn't want our kids taught evolution. He doesn't want abortion on demand. So this hypocritical garbage for the sake of ratings, but this is the stupid part about it that I want to let everybody know. His ratings jumped 6% by giving that prayer around the national Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Folks, his hypocrisy and his ship is sinking fast, and he knows it because you won't tolerate it in America.
Amen.
A good example of this is, let's go to Mr. Carney. Mr. Carney, when speaking, I want you to listen to this, folks. His health care is such an abomination, not only to constitutionality and law in this country, but to the God who gave us the liberties that we have. It wouldn't even take any religion to be involved to understand that Obamacare is an abomination.
It totally is.
But here you have, this is what's happening now, those that are caregivers and health care providers that are Catholics. For example, I'm going to use them because that's exactly what's being used in this point. The bishops now are speaking up saying, hey, you can't make Obamacare force us. It's against our Catholic faith for us to give contraceptives and to make abortion on demand and morning after pills. And they're really stirred up right now. Well, hey, news release, Catholics, why didn't you speak up before the fact?
Yeah.
Where the heck was the church then? But now they're afraid because, well, he might actually make us do something the word says not to. No, you should have your sword on the throat of government, your shackles of the Constitution on their hands, making sure they never get outside of Constitution. constitutionality.
Prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. And now it has to happen. It's fallen to the next generation. Mm-hmm. And the next generation has to pick up their swords while the other ones tuck-tailed and enjoyed prosperity over the last 50 years while their country goes to hell in a handbasket. Yep. And they leave their generation the problems that we have to deal with today.
Yep.
And what's happening is the younger generation is going to curse the older because they left them off in their thoughts, their prayers, and by the way, their actions.
Yeah, and folks, just in case you don't know this, here's the memo. The younger generation will win. You look at them and say, well, you know, it's too far gone, it's this or that. No, they will win.
Baloney.
It's already promised to us in the Word
that
generation will go in.
Exactly. It's too far gone with you.
That wall you've allowed to be erected is now being pushed on you, and this is a prime example. But I want you to understand what Obama's thought process is. If we can play that little clip from Mr. Carney, because this is coming from their mind. Now they're getting pressure from people all over the country. You can't force religious institutions to mandate abortion and, you know, contraceptives and things like that. Listen to what they say now. On their heels.
Amen.
You can be sure that we want to strike the right balance between expanding coverage of preventive services and respecting religious beliefs, and that's the balance that will be sought as this decision is made.
Okay, now you just
can I interject something?
Yeah.
You have Carney here,
mm-hmm.
who has the only thing he's missing is a red nose.
Yeah.
As he's speaking for the puppet in the ventriloquist's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Named George Soros.
A puppet in a puppet's hands.
How is it that they have spokespeople speak for their tyranny,
mm-hmm.
and then you have... I don't understand it. I mean, I know these people hear me. I don't understand what you don't understand, Mr. Carney, Mr. Obama Nation, Mr. Soros. When you work for somebody like Soros, do you not realize that when you lie for him... And then that individual lies for Soros as well. How can you possibly trust one another? If they do it to us, we the people, and you lie for him, what will he do to you at the end of the day?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's like the mob rule, folks. The mob motto is, hey, don't worry about anybody else killing us, because we'll do it to ourselves. Listen to that carefully, because when you lie for your pimp, rest assured, he's lying to you. See, that's what's so awesome about the truth. When you serve the Lord, you don't have to worry about what the outcome is because you're working for him and he takes care of your business. Because you're speaking forth the truth, reproving darkness by the use of his word, the light.
That's right. And light and right is always right. Now, Carney brings up a fact that this administration, that was poetic, this administration wants to strike the right balance. I guarantee you, folks, if nobody stood up, and they are in masses across the country, they would have let this go through because they could care less if Catholics are given abortions. They want that because they want them to be guilty just like them so they can
promote
it. But, folks, let me just give you a little there is no right balance. You can't make right, dilute it with a little wrong. That's what they're looking at.
Right
they're
is
trying
right.
to pull
and
down
it must
right.
be maintained.
That's exactly right.
And you
and
can't
that's
pull
the...
it down and make it somewhat wrong.
That's
you
right.
can't do that. That's exactly right. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come right back. If you'd like to be a part of the show, go ahead and weigh in. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it, and I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
William Booth said this. He said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, and politics without God, and heaven without hell. Does that sound familiar, folks? That was only 100 years ago, and that quote was by William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army. Now, it's interesting when you go across the country, you go in front of these stores and you see Salvation Army and they're ringing their bell. Folks, they demeaned the meaning of the founders when they say, doing the most good.
It's all the good.
Folks, listen to what their founder said. William and Catherine Booth were the real deal. Mm-hmm. They were real deal Christians. They were on fire, and they changed the course of our world because of their faithfulness to their God and God's faithfulness to them. So I just wanted to give you that quote and kick you real quick with that one between the eyes, can I say? But it's that good. It's just, and he also said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Listen to that. That's a man that understands freedom. Here, let me give you another one from our forefathers. John Philpott Curran, he said, the condition upon which God hath given liberty to man is eternal vigilance, which condition, if he breaks, servitude is at once the consequence of his crime and the punishment of his guilt. Now, I want to say one more thing, if I can rewind before the last break. Carney, I was forgetting one thing when I was thinking about the circus up in D.C. called the White House with Abomination and Carney.
The president has, this decision has not yet been made. You can be sure that we want to strike the right balance between expanding coverage and our tyranny. Did I say that?
Yes, you did. But everybody already knew you said that, irregardless if you
By
said
force.
It or not. There
By
you go.
Force. I'm yeah. confused, he said a while back. Now, this is in the context
He's confused because he doesn't have the right lie to throw at the American people.
Yeah, yeah. Where's that lie? I need another one, guys.
Folks. Oh, and by the way, congratulations, Obama Nation. You have now won the greatest, what is it, the actual lowest rating for a president in the United States history. You even beat your good buddy, Mr. President Carter.
Nice
Congratulations.
Hey, woo!
All right. Everybody loves you, man.
Oh,
you know,
oh, Obama's a guy.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? If everybody in America did this just for one day, he would be out of here a long time ago. But for some reason, America, you have the notion that he can go ahead and do what he wants for 4 years and get away with it and not be held in consequence of the crimes committed against the Constitution. But if you just let him do it, guess what he's going to do? Mm-hmm. He's going to do whatever you let him get away with, folks.
And then the next guy is going to watch and see what you allowed him to get away
with. That's
right. Man, I could do the same thing and then do it again.
They've been letting us do this for 50 years.
Yeah.
It's totally great. And that's all we have to do is use the media to try to oppress a couple of these and go and scare a couple
these
people. But, man, if they only knew the truth that we're the ones that are afraid.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
really?
Right. That they might wake up.
Wow. Well, that's great. Gallup poll, Obama's job approval rating at 43%. I think that's a little high percent compared to Carter's 51%. I don't believe polls. You know where they take that poll, Heather? In the White House?
Gallup. They were galloping on
and those, yeah, those are the percentage that liked him for the day.
That's right. Now, in the context of Obama's prayer here, we've got a couple other things that have happened nationally. But first, we talked a little bit last week about about the governor of Minnesota firing off executive orders left and right. That's what he's been doing because he doesn't have control of both the House and Senate. But that's a different topic. There is some control there. There's no doubt about it. They're not voting the way he wants. So he thinks, well, you know what? Forget the people. I got power, right, as an executive. But a judge just blocked his child care unionization vote. He was going to force small business owners in the form of child care to unionize, forcing them to unionize. That should be a choice of the people. But a right judge in the Constitution in order stepped up and said, this doesn't belong with the governor. This belongs in the legislative body, which is where it is.
Henry D. Bracton said, the king himself ought not be under a man, but under God and under law, because the law makes the king. For there is no king where will governs and not law. I'm just curious with Dayton, too. You know, speaking of the underachiever mentality, he was voted the worst senator in the history of the state of Minnesota. Yeah,
he even acknowledged
And
it.
Now he's the governor. And, man, people are just trying to figure out why he's hanging out with George Soros and Bill Clinton in New York City.
Reaching out.
All right.
They all put their clown noses on together and say, what would you have to do, George?
Yes.
What should I do?
Well, how much are you going to pay us, George?
Come on, George.
We'll do anything you want us to.
You know it's all fabricated.
We're
all
for sale. You know that. Who cares about the American people?
Make a bid.
That's right.
The VA backs down in cemetery controversy. Now, folks, you may remember this woman named Arlene Ocasio. She was denying the use of Christian words or phrases at veterans' funerals. Veterans of foreign wars, honor guards, were even prohibited from saying God bless you to grieving families.
No.
Listen to this stinking woman.
No, first of all, let's rewind a little
bit. Oh, yeah.
And it's been said in war that there's no such thing as
an atheist
in a foxhole. And who is, folks, we're talking about one lady.
That's it. One lady.
Yes.
And we'll keep going. The VA had also instructed the VFW and a private funeral home that they could not offer to pray for families attending the funerals.
Oh, my gosh. This is where it's going to go now. This is where the righteous are going to take it now, folks. They're going to begin to criminalize these people. The righteous will stand up, mark my words on this, and they will begin to criminalize these people that are going too far.
That's right.
And that's the only way it's going to stop when they are incriminated.
That's right. Ocasio closed the cemetery chapel and began using it for storage, but this is what happened after that. After a firestorm of protests erupted following the revelation of numerous instances that I just explained of religious discrimination, supporters inundating the VA with over 375,000 emails,
amen.
Liberty Institute, Liberty Council,
yep, they're good guys
over there on the East Coast, and AFA went to work.
Good for them.
American Family Association. At this particular time, they were sued by the Veterans of Foreign Wars, District 4, the American Legion Post, the National Memorial Ladies, decided to sue the VA. They were represented in courts by Liberty.
Good.
They sued them successfully. The VA settled with their tail between their legs, and this is good. This is all great news. So then I went to Google search. They settled on 50. They recanted on 50 things. Anyways, things are back to normal, which is where they should have never left in the first place. Yeah. But you got this criminal named Arlene Arcasio. By the way, our president never responded to this issue, even though pressure was put on him to.
He's too busy.
He was learning from Jesus, right?
No, he's probably,
the other Jesus?
He's probably at the White House reading the Bible still.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he's praying about it. He's going to see what...
That's right.
While others took action, Obama was praying.
That's when he's not hanging out with the heads of the Muslim religion.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
He's not taking off his shoes in their living rooms and giving
them kisses protecting
and
those that kill our men.
That's right. Yeah. Or maybe bowing
on
to them.
On our soil. That's right.
And apologizing to them. Because,
sure.
You know, I mean, we're rottenness. Of,
to the core.
Yeah, okay. So these attorneys took up this suit, and then I thought to myself, okay, good. Things are back to normal now, which is where they should be. Obviously, you have a funeral as a memorial to do what? To send those that have died to their creator. That's what you do.
That's right.
Common
and
sense.
What did they fight for in the first place? So help me God.
God-given rights? I don't
know.
So
they
I
fight
mean,
for God and country, yeah, but yet they're supposed to not...
No, don't acknowledge him at the funeral.
Okay.
Oh, are you
kidding
me?
Folks,
oh,
and again, we're being facetious
because
over these series.
Because this woman is
insane. Yeah, she's out of hand. She needs to be thrown.
Mentally whacked.
She is.
And she needs to be... So then I thought to myself, oh, this is good. Good news. I want to see if she's been fired. Shouldn't that be part of the settlement, this irate lunatic who made all these rules that they overturned?
At least.
Shouldn't she be shot out and fired?
Let me ask you the question. When the righteous do what they do,
what
does the
demand your resignation?
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. At least.
That's right.
That's right.
That's the least of what they can do. So I saw a senator in Texas who is actually calling for her to be fired.
Amen.
Right now.
And why? Because it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And who hears what I have to say? The younger generation who have no hope or they have no alternative. But to stand up and fight for what we have.
They absolutely need it. Now, I'm reminded of Mr. Jefferson because in light, again, of Obama's prayer that he just prayed around the note, they even said Christmas tree. And of course, Rachel, that's exactly what it was.
Wow.
But he's really desperately reaching right
now.
He is.
He is.
I have ever judged of the religion of others by their lives, for it is in our lives and not our words that our religion must be read. That was Thomas Jefferson, somebody that Mr. Obamanation likes to quote.
Well, and our lives should line up with our words.
That's
and
right.
Our words
our
should line up with, that's right. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Yes.
You got it. So now we move on to just, again, giving you what happens when the righteous stand because they need to and continue doing so. These are the victories that you're not hearing about in mainstream media. Walter Reed Military Hospital bans Bibles and religious materials. Then overturns the... So nobody prays in a hospital?
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
These people...
What didn't they? They didn't understand. No.
No.
Okay.
They didn't understand that there's the Bill of Rights.
Doesn't our laws also teach us that when someone comes up with a false report, that we're supposed to judge them according to their false report? That's right.
Their judgment comes back on their own head. Why not? They earned it. They're the ones who brought it forth, and they can live by the fire they breathe.
Yeah.
Now this is coming from the same people that have activists right now. You're trying to use our U.S. military because the federal agency. Getting past don't ask, don't tell.
Illegally.
Now guess where they're not. This is
illegally.
The mind of these folks. This is why they need to not only be fired, but they need to be criminally prosecuted because this is their mind. You'd think they'd stop with that. Oh, yay, gays can serve. Praise the Lord. I mean, that's what we really wanted. We just wanted to honor our country as homosexuals. No, it hasn't stopped. Our position now is that the military should reexamine the policy and medical regulations so as to allow open service for transgender people.
Oh,
so guys that dress up as girls can go hang out with the women.
We want you know what the homosexual communities are really saying? We want to show you how confused we are. And we want everybody else to be as confused as we are.
That's right. Get a little blood. So those type of people are the people that want to ban Bibles and religious materials.
Sure.
In hospitals. Why not? Because it says clearly in the Bible.
Yeah.
A man shall not lay
it's
with
an abomination.
Man. It's abomination.
Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:20. Read the book of Jude. Folks, common sense. Come on.
Yeah. So Walter Reed National Military Medical Center implemented this policy. But Representative Stephen King, who's out of Iowa, I'm not even going to say what party he is in. It doesn't even matter. He stood up and said, what, are you nuts? And this is what he did. He pointed the finger. The President of the United States should address this and should excoriate the people who brought about this policy. In other words, deal with them.
That's right.
And the individuals who brought it about should be dismissed from the United States military.
At once.
I would presume that they would be prosecuted for their crimes against the United States military.
At once. President James Buchanan said there is nothing stable but heaven in the Constitution. You got Bradley and Jake. We got one more segment, folks. One more shout-out. 1-877-807-9977. Giving you your responsibility because we can do this, folks. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Jake. Final segment. Final segment, final segment, final segment. Folks, let us make ourselves really clear on the Sons of Liberty here. Men follow courage, not titles.
Credentials.
Let me say that again. Men follow courage, not titles. They don't care about your diplomas. Your diplomas, in a lot of cases, folks, haven't brought us anywhere.
That's right.
You know, just think about all the lawyers that are in Congress and Senate right now. All those years of, what have they brought us? A bunch of liars, a bunch of covetous individuals, a bunch of destroyers, a bunch of immoral individuals willing to sell out their country? I mean, just think about that. Let me say this for those that are in government, in your good stuff, we stand behind you 100%. But if you're not, you're in our way. And you need to move, because America's wide awake. And let me say this again. Men follow courage, not your titles. People have had it with your hypocrisy. Your title doesn't get the job done. Courage does.
You got it. Going back to the topic of the military hospital at Walter Reed, after fire was brought on them again by the public and the disdain of public opinion, and also, as you just brought up, Brad, a civil I was going to say magistrate, but a civil leader, Representative Steve King from Iowa, putting pressure.
Good for Steve.
This is what happened. The spokesperson, Sandy Dean, says the policy will be rewritten.
Oh.
To articulate.
Policy. That's in right. other words, they've gone too far now. People mm-hmm. have found them out.
Uh-oh.
And they're hoping to their gods mm-hmm. that they're delivered somehow. But if we obey our God, there's none to help them.
And no turning back.
Thank you.
This is deliberate, folks. I mean, come on.
That's how they do everything. Two exactly. steps forward. They just want to get their foot in the door.
Yep. The center's, quote, initial intention, which was to respect, because they're going to rearticulate, remember?
Mm.
Get it back to the initial intention. That was to respect the religious and cultural practices of all of our patients.
Well, then, if that hasn't changed, something has changed, and apparently it's your employee that has changed. So we haven't changed, and if we mm-hmm. follow the laws that we have written in there, there's no problem anyways except those that offend those written laws.
That's right.
So this individual needs to turn on the one that was trying to overthrow those laws and say goodbye.
Dean claims that there was never an intent to prevent family members from providing religious materials to patients. I'm sorry, military hospital bans, Bibles, and religious materials. Anyhow, to say at the end of it, and this is a perfect echo of what the Sons of Liberty say daily on this show, what you folks as our listeners are saying daily in your communities, quote, it cannot be allowed to stand. It must be rescinded, and the people responsible for perpetrating it should be fired, said the Southern Baptist Conventions on Ethics and Religious blah, 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 who joined this King guy.
Huh.
That's the least of it. They claim to be tolerant, but this is
tolerant
as intolerant as you can be. That's right.
Yeah.
Towards
no, and folks, that want. Should offend you to no end. And offend means anything contrary to God's moral law.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Another topic.
Webster's 1828.
You have right now in the public, and folks, again, I give you both sides of the plate. You know what right is, and you know what to do. You act upon what is right. It's the right time to do right is always right now. But those that are wrong, we've got to understand, they're not just wrong because they're confused.
No, they're not. They know what they do.
Exactly know what they do. Or it's because they were just, well, they were raised wrong. We need to re-educate them and help reprogram them, folks.
Yeah.
No, that's not the case. This is proof of it. High school teacher was suspended for starring in gay porn. Okay? Porn, period.
Oh.
I don't care if it's gay or whatever. He's teaching little kids.
Where was this at?
This was in Massachusetts.
Out of hand.
I mean,
Barney Franks? The pedophile?
I think I'm just going to retire right now because,
he's proud of himself.
My friend just got suspended from schools here, and I just can't handle this
anymore. He's so proud of himself right now.
I'm proud of this great stride of GLBT.
He totally is, and he sits there, and he is, folks, he is an angry homosexual. He is an angry elf.
And I would be too if God's judgment rested upon me and was crushing me to dust.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
These men have more to look forward, but they need to look forward to it today.
That's right.
Not when they meet God, but today, folks.
Justice is the guardian of liberty.
This pervert who starred in a gay porn magazine was fired. He was fired. So the Huffington Post gets their little pens out, and they're angry. Gay voices. This is the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
Gay voices, quote unquote.
Yeah.
In the latest chapter of this fear-mongering crusade, Mike Baudette, an investigative undercover reporter for Fox Boston, has placed English teacher and crew coach Kevin Hogan in the community's crosshairs, setting the stage for what appears to be the start of another one of these public crucifixions and character assassinations.
Oh, really? You know, I'm,
how dare we fire?
I'm still waiting for the homosexuals to decry what took place in Penn
Sandusky?
State. And all
Let's
these pedophiles. I'm waiting for that.
Yeah, but come on, Brody Brown from the Gay Voices. What's going on?
What about the kids?
Yeah.
How about Syracuse?
What about the little boys?
Yeah. I do understand clearly as to what they advocate.
Yep.
And I don't understand it even when I go to the Gay Manifesto. It's the first line that will sodomize your sons.
Yep.
And I'm trying to figure out why they're not protecting the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so who's doing the crucifixion here? And you're trying to crucify God's law, and it's not a good place to put yourself.
That's right.
End of story. And who are they at war with in the first place, folks?
They're at war with God and those that will stand on God's side.
And they presume that they're going to win the day.
Yeah. By calling people homophobes.
You have to. People are tired of that.
Exactly.
You have
the
to
car
be
ain't
out.
Working. It never did work.
You are out of your mind to think that, people.
Exactly.
And these people that advocate this, you have got to be out of your mind.
And they will criticize and attempt to demonize you.
Let them.
I'm sorry. So
let
you know,
them.
You know, you know, maybe that's what we want. I mean, we want gay porn star teachers. I mean, don't we, right? I mean, that's who I want teaching kids.
Well, I guess in New York now they want to advocate bestiality, and in the military they want to advocate bestiality. Mm-hmm. Folks, when they begin to advocate these things, there is your problem. They're doing it for you.
Yep.
They're uncovering themselves
that's
for
right.
you.
Yep.
Do you not understand that? They already said, I'm the one, I'm mm-hmm. the one, and when they're advocating
guilty.
It's because they're guilty of it.
That's right. And here's a prime example. Several defendants of Hogan have criticized Fox for publishing an anti-gay homophobic piece.
What is anti-gay?
Anytime
you say anything against homosexual,
and
it's an abomination.
And they're crimes.
You got a problem with that? Talk to your creator.
That's right. And talk to the laws of this land. As we continue, this report that they're criticizing Fox. Listen, Fox didn't come up and boldly say, hey, homosexuality is wrong. They did what they always do, the mainstream. Well, this guy was apparently gay and he was fired. That's about the extent of it. But listen to what they're decrying now.
Yeah.
The report never even made reference to the sexual orientation of the video's intended viewers. They didn't even talk about gay. But they are so scared to death about being
right.
exposed or revealed
that's
that
right.
they got to harsh out and demonize. And as you said, they prove their guilt.
That's what
I'm the guilty one.
And that's how they do it, is they continuously vilify anybody speaks out against them. You know what? That stick don't work
no,
here,
doesn't.
Folks.
No, it doesn't.
And it never will, folks. Let me say this. I will never, by the grace of God, submit to any of these, any law that is contrary to the laws of our republic. I will never, ever, in Jesus' name, submit to them. Never. And folks, make that oath today between you and your God. Because when you stand, guess who has to move?
Mm-hmm.
They do.
That's right.
I ain't bowing.
And by the
way, in Jesus' name, you don't bow, you don't burn.
And by the way, because of that type of an oath that you just said, that's how we have the goodness that we have this day.
Yeah, and let me reiterate one thing, too. Let me make a point with one thing. Hate crimes, folks, are aimed at taking away your rights and your liberty.
Not
Don't
somebody else.
Ever forget yeah. that. That's what it's about. Bullying in public schools is the affirmation of the gay lifestyle, said the GLSEN. Folks, they blurt out the truth in their confusion because there's no truth in them. Folks, if that's the case, I have time and time and time again, when I go online and I see the reports of some of these radical reporters, they're not talking to me about anything. They don't want me on their radio shows.
No.
They don't want me on
no.
their television shows. They don't want you to know what it's really about
no.
because they can't justify a thing that they have done. Even Matthew Shepard was a lie, folks. Had nothing to do with that kid being gay. But what did the homosexuals do?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, kudos to ABC News, who would not advocate the homosexual lies.
That's right.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to go out and tell
reporting.
The people that Matthew Shepard was killed because he was gay, because he wasn't.
He wasn't.
But what are they riding on? Folks, everything that they set a premise with, if they can, will only last for a minute if you pull the curtain back and see that they're lying about it, because rest assured, they are. End of story. And let me ask you one more question. Who decries the Christian religion more than this homosexual agenda, now that you're talking about it?
Yeah.
Who decries the Christian religion more than they do?
Yeah.
Or the abortionists? Or this administration?
That's right.
Folks,
who
let
prays.
Me tell you what they're doing, said Charles Carroll, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. He said they're undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for you, America, for the duration of free governments. They want to give power to tyranny through their lies because they think they're safe there. What a bunch of serious fools. And you got what you got coming when you put yourself in that position, because I'm trying to give you the truth that Christ gave me that only makes men free.
Amen.
It's called the truth.
Amen. And folks, they are scared to death that you will understand that and grapple with them. They
and
don't
be afraid, and don't back off from their threats. Don't back off from their little push and vilifications and demonizations. Don't you dare back off, because America's wide awake and they're tired of it, folks. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty, and so are we, by the way. The truth is, all might be free if they valued freedom and defended it as they ought, said Samuel Adams